Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Colin Bird, who's Executive Chairman at Extract Resources. How are you today, Colin?
I'm very good, thank you. And how are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm looking forward to our daily update from Extract. How is it going today?
Well, the way it's going, Zach, is the mineralization thinned out. So either we've gone over the top of it, it's turned in attitude, or potentially that's the bottom of that particular system. But not a lot of point in keep chasing it that way, because you know one needs the third dimensional view on the subject. We've had an expert there; he'll be commenting differently, but he likes what he sees, very interesting, but of course, very interesting doesn't turn geology into money. He sees all the right indications, and but our pay mine is trying to work in the light unfold. Of course, he will be giving us a comprehensive report, and he was working right from the end of shift, and will be working tomorrow on a detailed analysis of the core. So that's very good news. It's not a fluke. It doesn't fit, we haven't got something that doesn't fit the system. As always, there's some, every corporate system has got its own idiosyncrasies, and I guess that this one's no different. So we're very happy. We've exceeded all of our expectations, Zach. We've exceeded all of our expectations. Of course, in doing so, we've now got a big animal on our hands. So the next thing is, get the three-dimensional, get more aspect on it. So we'll be drilling perpendicular, and we'll be going out at intervals to the where we piped up. But of course, we'll be going beyond there, because do we know that it's just dipped slightly? So we've got to test that out, and we don't want to get caught short there. And of course, the interesting question is, it looks good in copper, but how much gold is there, if any? We're pretty sure there's gold. But if we see what we saw Anglo saw, there was 159 metres with good gold values. But we've got to wait for that to come from the assays. So we've got another porphyry in the proximity, as you know, foot rock. And again, has got pyrite in it. And we know that, and you can imagine this, none of us like need to be scientists. That when you're doing this geophysics, the best signature you're going to get is from pyrite, which doesn't bear copper, of course, doesn't bear base minerals, but it's going to give the strongest signal. And so one drills offset, if you like, to the pyrite, and the angle, the first hole that went there, went bang through the pyrite. So we'll be doing offset there, because I can't in actual fact focus and tie on these scores without getting foot rock. But can you imagine? They're very close to one another, and they're having two of these porphyries side by side. So I think we've had an excellent drill program. There's a period of analysis, and there's a period of reflection, and there's a period of design, and that's what we're going to do here. And that's not going to be the journey of a thousand years. That's the best part of a month. And then we'll be drilling again, like Billy O, going into this system in a very positive way, in the belief that found yet another subject, yet another porphyry, exposed to a mine in that very exciting Magdalene district. And as you know, it's not just it's the Dolphin, there's Alt, Altine, the Boda. It's turned a light. But I think I said to you earlier in the week, Zach, it's amazing that porphyries by definition and deep. The majors have been and gone, and some are still there. And yet there's a very small percentage of holes which have gone above 300 meters. It just shows, this company Extract, the junior, gone out there and really tested the concept. I'm glad to say, more than a concept, but really glad to say our thoughts have come off. And not only have they come off, we've done so much better than we could possibly imagine. So I think that is the end of our, I believe you might be pleased to hear, is the end of our daily summary. But of course, what comes out to the market next week is a fully comprehensive analysis of this all, what it is, what style the portfolio is, where it fits relative to its neighbours in the Latin fold, and what we're going to do next to bring out the value party holders as fast as we possibly can, so we position it as a potential mine sooner than an exciting exploration project. So in a nutshell, that's where we are.
So you're obviously pretty excited. We'll have more information next week in terms of the detailed report, and then you'll advise us on the timelines after that.
The excitement is the fact that we've got to where we've got, and the mineralization was so continuous. That's in its own little box, and that in its own, you know, it doesn't come there by magic. It's part of the system. The clever bit now is to understand the system. And I'm a great believer in experts. I'm a great believer in people, in specialists. And so I'm well prepared to be guided over the next week or so by people who've really done it before, who know the signature of this deposit, where it fits in the grand scheme of things, and what's the most cost-effective and scientifically effective way to bring it up to would be mine level. Obviously, it's not going to be mine level with a couple of holes, but the next two holes will tell us how fat. You know, I refer to a carrot sitting on its side. I refer to a cigar sitting on its side. We need to know how fat that carrot is and how fat that cigar is. Of course, that's the next drilling program.
On that note, Colin Bird, Executive Chairman at Extract Resources, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you for your time, Zach. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.